USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal appeals court on Saturday blocked the Biden administration's private employer COVID-19 vaccine mandate, asserting there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. Because the petitions give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate is hereby stayed pending further action by this court, a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit said in the brief order. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, a Republican and one of the petitioners, said in a statement, the court's action not only halts Biden from moving forward with his unlawful overreach, but it also commands the judicious review we sought. The president will not impose medical procedures on the American people without the checks and balances afforded by the Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas. Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
The policies and tax hikes in the Democrats' spending bill shouldn't become law, Representative Jim Jordan insisted Friday on Newsmax. It's not good for the country and not good for American families, the Ohio Republican said on Newsmax's national report.
Well, we hope it doesn't pass because it's not good for the country, not good for American families, going to raise their taxes, going to increase the cost of energy. So we hope this thing doesn't pass. And frankly, four different times now, the Speaker of the House has had a date where she said we're going to pass the legislation, and she's 0 for 4.
Meanwhile, Jordan said the recent GOP wins in Virginia point to how people are frustrated with growing government control. Police officers said at least 8 people were killed and many others injured in a crush when fans surged toward the stage at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston Friday while rapper Travis Scott was performing. This is a tragic night, Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena told a news conference outside NRG Park, the event venue. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Chinese spy convicted in a U.S. court in a first-of-its-kind case.
Yan Junshu, the first Chinese intelligence officer to ever be extradited to the U.S., convicted in Ohio Friday of trying to steal GE's trade secrets. The Justice Department says Xu tried to steal information on GE Aviation's composite aircraft fan. The charges date back 8 years to when Xu paid aviation experts to fly to China to give university lectures. In one case, a GE engineer from Cincinnati brought secret company documents with him. That engineer then helped the FBI arrest Xu in Belgium 3 years ago. Xu could get up to 60 years in prison. An FBI official says this should be a wake-up call. China is practicing state-sponsored economic espionage to steal American technology to benefit their economy and military. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The House approved a $1 trillion package of road and other infrastructure projects after Democrats resolved a months-long standoff between progressives and moderates, notching a victory that President Joe Biden and his party had become increasingly anxious to claim. Nancy Pelosi spoke to reporters Friday.
We hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting.
The House passed the measure 228 to 206 late Friday, prompting prolonged cheers from the relieved Democratic side of the chamber. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.